Start your day with John and Charlie in the morning on 99.5 WJVR.
Let's get to some headlines. Everybody's sad that Tom Petty passed away last night in his home in Malibu. They took him to the hospital where they hooked him up to some things, and then they said, you know what? It's just not going to happen. So passed away. 66 years old. The death toll from the massacre in Las Vegas is now at 59, with 527 other people injured. Investigators continue to search for what led 64-year-old Stephen Paddock to commit this deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. There's also that story of the woman that was running through the crowd saying, we're all going to die, or you're all going to die. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
There was a woman, she was removed from the show because she kept going up to people saying, this is 30 minutes before it all took place.
Who reported this?
It's all over. These people that were at the show, they were quoted saying that this woman was, and there's video where she's going around and being escorted out, and people were applauding because she was, you know, bothering everybody. And it was like 30 minutes before this guy.
Maybe she's psychic.
No one knows what happened. But
I don't know that we'll ever fully understand what caused this.
President Trump is heading to San Juan to meet with some of the 3.4 million Puerto Ricans struggling to recover from Hurricane Maria. The president is expected to meet with the first responders, local officials, and some residents who are struggling to recover from the hurricane. And hopefully he could help expedite some of that aid that's been sitting at the ports waiting to get from point A to point B.
I read a story yesterday that a lot of it now is being distributed to some of the harder hit areas. So I'm hoping that people are getting what they need.
Kansas City Chiefs topped the Redskins 29-20 last night in Monday Night Football.
Hey, Lori.
So Lori won the $100 worth of Arby's
goodies. Yeah,
goodies. So that's nice. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I want to check with you on this, the Kansas City Chiefs are the only undefeated team in the NFL.
Yeah, because I'm the point of reference for that information.
That's what I thought.
They're undefeated, huh?
I knew I could count on you.
Well, I can Google pretty good.
Yeah.
Is that Andy Reid's team?
Yeah. Hmm. Andy's lost some weight.
Has he?
He looks good. Yeah. I've always liked Andy Reid. I think everybody does.
Yeah, the Chiefs are undefeated, and Alex Smith is the huge reason why, according to that headline, if you believe that.
Yeah.
There you go. He's playing the best football of his life, it says.
Who?
Alex Smith.
Yeah, well, he's playing quite... He was at 49ers, and then they moved him to... They traded him when they got Colin Kaepernick. So I don't know how that turned out.
There you go.
How about that? Hey, you know, tomorrow's National Taco Day.
It is.
Do you have a favorite topping on your taco? Because you like South, you like tacos,
yeah.
Don't you?
What do you mean, like a topping?
Like cheese, diced tomatoes,
pico de gallo.
Pico.
I'll accept some black beans or refried beans.
You
if
know
they're
what
offered.
Makes the taco,
queso.
In my opinion. Oh, queso is very good, but I like the shredded sharp cheddar cheese. I don't like the melted queso with like the stuff.
Oh, not
in
on
it.
A taco.
No, I don't like
no,
it.
No, but I meant cheese as in queso.
Tomorrow's taco day, so usually it falls on a Tuesday.
But I wish I could go.
It's following the course of the Judeo-Christian calendar. It's on a Wednesday this year.
They've moved it because of daylight savings time.
So
wacky Wednesday.
That's right.
So tomorrow's National Taco Day.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's good. Have you ever got the Ortega taco sauce?
I guess it comes in the package when you make tacos.
No. That's like
that's
the spice you mix
you
with.
You just made a face like I said, open ragu, it's the same as mom's.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. You cannot do that. You take that's the stuff you add a little water to, and you mix it with the ground beef as it's browning.
No, I meant the packet that comes. You ever buy a taco kit for dinner?
Oh my gosh, save me now. No, I make, my taco is... from scratch.
I'm sorry. Is this disturbing you that I would actually use something in a prepackaged
I know what you're
container?
Talking about. Yeah, sometimes they do give you that little, it's that sauce. It's delicious. You could buy it.
But that's
buy the
not
bottle.
The Ortega sauce you're talking
well,
about.
Well, I mean, it's the same. It's close enough. Mm-hmm. It's not enchilada sauce. It's actually taco sauce.
Yeah.
And I love Taco Bell, and they have the hot sauce. I put the hot sauce on it. It's similar to that. Taco Bell's making sure National Taco Day is celebrated in style. They're selling a National Taco gift set.
Oh, there's a gift set?
Yeah, they're hosting a special event at their test kitchen. The gift box with four tacos will only cost you $5. It includes a nacho cheese, a cool ranch, a fiery Doritos Locos taco, and the classic crunch.
How much is it?
It's $5.
I'm going to buy you lunch tomorrow.
I will tell you that I do like the Doritos Loco taco, but I am a stickler for the classics. I like the classic corn shell.
Well, I will buy you lunch tomorrow. For $5, it will be well worth it to see you suffer when we're done.
I love tacos. Why would I suffer?
Well,
I love it.
There's a lot of tacos in that box.
I like the whole thing. That's the thing about Taco Bell. You're like, you sit down and you're done eating and you're like, I just ate 14 tacos and I'm still kind of still hungry.
Yeah, I could go for a chip.
I could use a chalupa right about now. Anyway, so
well,
don't forget.
I'll buy the $5 box. The chalupas are on you.
If you're celebrating National Taco Day, it is not today.
Even though it's Tuesday.
It's tomorrow.
Thanks for the clarification.
Wake up with John and Charlie in the morning. It starts off my day. 99.5 WJBR.